Welcome back. I have to tell you, I'm absolutely thrilled about a breakthrough that's finally helping us peek inside the AI black box. Researchers have just developed a fascinating, completely non-invasive prompting technique that actually pulls out what they're calling reasoning traces from our leading AI systems. It's like cracking open a vault without cutting the locks.
It's a remarkable development. What's really compelling from a technical standpoint is how it works. By feeding in highly specific prompts, developers can now trigger chain-of-thought processing. Instead of just getting a final answer, we can actually observe the step-by-step logical pathways the model takes, how it weighs evidence, navigates ambiguity, and even self-corrects along the way.
And the best part? You don't need to be a codebreaker or worry about breaching security. It's just a clever way of coaxing these models to lay out their internal decision-making in clear, verifiable steps. It feels so much more transparent, doesn't it?
It certainly does, though it also reveals something quite serious. When researchers map these reasoning traces across top American models like GPT, Claude, and Gemini, and then compared them to prominent Chinese AI systems, they found a striking degree of alignment. The logical progression, the intermediate phrasing, even how they handle tricky edge cases, it's remarkably similar across the board.
That similarity is definitely eye-opening. It really makes you wonder about the origins of these systems.
Exactly. That consistency strongly points to a practice known as model distillation. It suggests that some of these Chinese-developed models were likely trained or fine-tuned using synthetic data generated by leading Western systems.
I know distillation is incredibly efficient for speeding up development and cutting down computational costs, but it does raise some pretty heavy questions about intellectual property and transparency. We really have to ask ourselves where these modern AI capabilities are truly coming from.
Those are critical questions, but this new method also represents a major leap forward for AI accountability. By making that internal logic visible, we're giving developers and regulators a powerful tool to spot bias, hallucinations, and flawed reasoning long before these models are deployed in high-stakes fields like healthcare diagnostics, financial forecasting, or legal research.
That's exactly what gives me hope. We're finally moving past the days of just accepting that a model works. The new standard is demanding actual proof of how it works, and that's going to make such a difference for public safety and trust.
It's a fundamental shift in the industry's focus. We're moving away from simply measuring output accuracy and toward rigorously evaluating the underlying decision-making process. However, as the global AI race intensifies, the line between independent innovation and strategic distillation continues to blur.
Which is why we really need to step up our game on policy. These findings highlight an urgent need for standardized transparency metrics, clearer intellectual property guidelines, and robust regulatory frameworks to keep everyone on the same page.
Agreed. Moving forward, refined reasoning trace extraction will almost certainly become a standard auditing tool. It's essential for ensuring safety compliance and, ultimately, building public trust in these systems.
I couldn't agree more. We're watching the industry transition into a much more accountable AI ecosystem, where interpretability, auditability, and ethical transparency aren't just nice-to-haves. They're the foundation of everything we build. Thanks for diving into this with me.